This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. 12 individuals convicted in Lalita Niwas land grab case. CPN Maui Center's first statutory convention concludes endorsing party statutory. Party to adopt direct voting system in committee's formation. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal stresses on stopping outflow of money from Nepal for higher education. And Israel's military claims it has captured dozens of terror suspects during a raid on southern Gaza's main hospital. Now the news in detail. The special court yesterday convicted a dozen people in the case of Lalita Niwas land embezzlement. A joint bench of judges Khushi Prasad Tharu, Ram Bahadur Thapa and Ritendra Thapa not only convicted 12 individuals but also declared that the land registered and transferred under 65 individuals would be sequestrated. Special Court spokesperson Tan Bahadur Karki informed that the verdict delivered warranted the land back and recovery of loss incurred over embezzlement of Lalita Niwas public land. As per the court order, Ram Kumar Subedi, Sobhakanta Thakal, owner of Pad Patini supermarket chain, Meen Bahadur Gurung, then secretaries at the Land Ministry, Chabi Raj Panta and Deep Kumar Basnet, and even the family of Subarna Samsir have been found guilty. Others on the list are Kaladhar Deuja, Surendra Man Kapali, Yukta Prasad Shrestha and Jagat Prasad Purasini. 19.6 million rupees would be collected as recovery combined from then-secretaries Ponta and Basnet and then-employees of the Land Revenue Office and Land Reform Office for embezzling 2.39 acres of land. Meanwhile, the court has given a clean chit to then-Minister for Physical Infrastructure, Pichai Kumar Gachedar, then-Minister for Land Reform, Dambar Bahadur Shrestha and Chandradev Joshi in the case. Similarly, then-Secretary Dinesh Hari Adhikari was also acquitted. The Commission for Investigation of Affairs of Authority had registered a corruption case at the Special Court on February 5, 2020, citing 14.45 acres of public land of Sital Niwas, which was transferred and registered in the name of individuals, was invalid. The CPN Maui Center's first statutory convention has concluded, endorsing the draft of the statute presented by the party chair and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Party spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said the statute has included suggestions furnished by the 20 groups, each group comprising 50 to 60 delegates of the party, on Wednesday and Thursday. Chair Dahal said that all committees of the party will be formed through a direct voting system based on people's democracy from the upcoming special general convention of the party. Addressing the concluding session of the convention, Prime Minister and Maui Center Chair Dahal said the statutory convention will help party building and holding the special general convention of the party. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said South Asia's rich intellectual heritage is capable of addressing global issues. The Prime Minister made the remark in his address to the Association of Indian Universities, AIU North Zone Vice Chancellors Meet at the India-Nepal Higher Education Summit in Dhulikhel yesterday. In the meet themed Globalization and Internationalization of Higher Education, hosted by Kathmandu University, the head of the government called for ending the idea of the South versus North divide purely based on economic parameters. Prime Minister Dahal also asked for initiations to stop the economic outflow from Nepal-like countries of South Asia for higher education. The 16th conference of the World Social Forum commenced in Kathmandu yesterday. The four-day conference under the banner of Another World is Possible aims to open horizontal exchange among civil society organizations, social movements, trade unions and individuals opposing neoliberal globalization. This is the first time that the World Social Forum is being held. 10 people were killed in a road accident near Surahi Bridge of Sivaraj Municipality, Ward No. 1 in Kapilvastu District yesterday. The accident took place when a passenger bus operated by Sunolo Mahakali Transport fell some 200 meters below the road on its way to Kathmandu from Mahendranagar around 1 a.m. yesterday morning. According to Kapilvastu District Police Office, 10 people died on the spot in the accident. 30 people were injured in the accident. Nepal and the European Union are celebrating 50 years of diplomatic relations this year. A press conference was organized in Kathmandu yesterday to mark the 50-year celebration. A report.
The ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, has said that the EU will continue to support Nepal in areas of inclusive green growth, human capital development, and good governance.
The EU has supported Nepal through thick and thin, I would say. At the moment, and let me talk a bit about what we do now and what we look forward to do with Nepal in future. You probably, possibly know the three priorities we have that are inclusive green growth, human capital development, and local governance.
Addressing a press conference organized to mark the 50 years of diplomatic relations between Nepal and EU on Thursday, Ambassador Lorenzo said the EU would help in Nepal's transition to a greener economy to tackle climate change and create jobs and business opportunities.
Inclusive green developments, we try and support Nepal's transition to a greener economy with a dual purpose, to comply with the commitments of the Paris Agreement, of reduction in emissions. Nepal knows more than any other country the dismal effects of climate change, and it has been, although it's a very low emitter, it has been extremely serious in complying with these commitments. But it also means creating jobs and business opportunities.
Ambassador Lorenzo said that the EU would work with the government of Nepal to enhance the quality of education, especially the status of girls' education in the country. The EU ambassador said uplifting the quality of education would in turn help in developing human resources in the country.
The second one is linked to that, but more of an enabling sector. That's human capital development. It is essentially education, and we have been in education in Nepal, supporting the development of new curriculum, supporting the development, the access, the increased access, especially by girls, for over 20 years. There we've had very good results, especially in girls' access to education. There's still a lot of work to do on the quality of education.
Ambassador Lorenzo said another sector that the European Union would work with Nepal in the coming days was the implementation of federalism and boosting the performance of local levels for strengthening democracy and governance in the country.
And the governance, the support to governance we provide is essentially a support to the implementation of the 2015 Constitution with its federalist structure.
The EU ambassador also presented the highlights of the year-long celebration, including the Nepal EU Film Festival, the EU-Nepal Business Forum, and the Study in Europe Fair. The theme for the 50-year celebrations is Growing Stronger Together. Kaushal Kimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Israel's military claims it has captured dozens of terror suspects during a raid on southern Gaza's main hospital, as staff and patients were forced to flee under gunfire. Israel said it launched a precise and limited mission at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, adding it had intelligence that Hamas had held hostages there. Hamas dismissed the claim as lies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Twelve individuals convicted in Lalitha Niwas land grab case. CPN Maui Center's first statute convention concludes endorsing statute, party to adopt direct voting system in committees formation. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on stopping outflow of money from Nepal for higher education. And Israel's military claims it has captured dozens of terror suspects during a raid on southern Gaza's main hospital. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.